From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. What makes a musical instrument priceless? Some might say it's a combination of age and craftsmanship. People who have spent their lives making music might think differently. WLRN's Christine DiMattei brings us the story of two South Florida musicians born more than seven decades apart, but bound by a shared love of one special instrument.
It was lunchtime, and Merlin Orkey had just walked into a diner he didn't normally go to.
I jumped on a stool at the counter and waited for the waitress. And
he noticed a teenage boy and a middle-aged man at the same counter looking over some sheet music. His kind of music.
A violin score. Looked like a violin concerto.
He grabbed my shoulder and he said, "Are you a violinist?" And I said, "Yeah, I am."
Gabriel Esperon was 16, and he had just come back from performing at a music festival. He was sitting in the diner with his coach, going over his repertoire for the coming season, when Orkey approached them.
And he told me, "I've been waiting for over 20 years for God to send me a violinist to bestow my violin to."
Orkey is 89 years old. He put his own professional career as a violinist aside after his wife passed away. She was a pianist. He says the two had been a team since they got married in the early 1950s. His violin was stored out of sight.
I have kept it sort of on the top shelf of my closet, hoping that someday I would find just the right person that would appreciate it and needed it.
I was just in shock.
Gabriel's own violin wasn't all that great. He bought it with money he earned busking on downtown Fort Lauderdale street corners. And now suddenly, here was this total stranger, a seasoned musician, offering his own instrument for free. It all seemed too good to be true. And what was this guy's name again?
Merlin. Like the magician Merlin.
The two arranged to meet later that very day at Orkey's home. Gabriel brought along his coach, Eric Birkin.
By its shape, I knew it was something special. The first impression I had is it had to be German because it's so dark, and the German violins are generally darker wood. I checked the label inside, and it said Johann Stephan Thompard, and I knew the name, and said 1800. I tried to make him an offer for it.
But Orkey wouldn't hear of it. He simply handed the instrument over to this teenage musician.
And then I tuned it up, and I played a couple notes.
I shuddered. I almost cried when I heard the sound that came out of the violin and what he was playing.
The Mendelssohn Violin Concerto in E minor, a composition Orkey had first learned a long, long time ago. It all seemed too good to be true. And what was this kid's name again?
Gabriel. He plays like an angel.
And that brings us to something else these two have in common. For decades, Orkey and his wife had played with the music ministries of several churches. Ask him what place faith has in his life, and he'll give you back just one word.
Everything.
Gabriel plays with a youth string ensemble connected with an Episcopal church. The kids donate all the proceeds from their concerts to a food truck that feeds the homeless. In the year since the two violinists first met, Merlin Orkey has become a regular at every one of the youth ensemble's concerts. He usually takes a seat in one of the back rows, watching a 17-year-old draw intensity and subtlety out of his old violin. Except he no longer refers to it as his, or even Gabriel's. Considering that chance encounter in the diner, Orkey can't help thinking that a certain third party is the violin's true owner.
You know, if you've been in the music ministry and you and your family have been dedicated to it, all they have and all they own is a gift to you from the Lord. So I say it's his fiddle.
I'm Christine DiMattei in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.